You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 24th of September 2021, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Once again, we've reached the end of another glorious week, and you know what that means? It means the weekend is here, and it also means that we have Grandpa Dan with us today, all the way from Texas. Grandpa, good day, sir. What's it like where you are? Is it a bit of a nip in the air where I am? Has it cooled down over there in Texas yet?
Oh, yes. Fall is here. Overnight, like last week, it was 100 degrees. This week, it's 50 in the mornings. It's very nice. And I'd have to say, I just keep having this picture sitting there getting all ready, all warmed up for today's spicy topic. And I can't get it out of my head, Sven. We need to have the theme to Rawhide. Even if it's the Blues Brothers rendition of the theme for Rawhide, that needs to be the intro music for today's show. Head them out, write them out, Rawhide.
Yeah, it would definitely be a good theme for today. I'm sure most of our listeners have seen the pictures on the news, supposedly of the U.S. Border Force, allegedly whipping these Haitian migrants. So, of course, that's not really what's going on. But that hasn't stopped the media from going on about it incessantly. And, of course, the Democrats. And what we have two articles here today. One comes from the left-wing press and one comes from the right-wing press discussing this. And, of course, it's the right-wing press that are actually talking the truth about it. But we'll start with the left-wing press here. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Monday called images of a U.S. Border Patrol agent on horseback chasing Haitian migrants horrific, but declined to say what consequences there should be for his actions. So what is horrific about this? Should the U.S. Border Patrol agents not be chasing the Haitian migrants? Apparently there are 15,000 of them that are all congregating under a bridge, and they're supposed to be protecting the U.S. border. How are they supposed to protect the U.S. border without actually coming into contact with these migrants? They've got to do something to stop them. As I say, the allegation is that they've been whipping them, but I don't think that they have. But just the fact that these US Border Patrol agents are doing their job, Jen Psaki claims, is horrific. What do you make of this, first off, Grandpa? Do you think it's horrific that these Border Patrol agents are actually doing their job?
Well, imagine, they probably started the day off with a meeting, and they were probably told, okay, don't let any more of these people, this is horrible, don't let any more of these people cross the river. Okay, so they get on horses and they go out there, they're carrying out their orders, don't let anybody else across the river. Well, here they come. I mean, you got to turn them back. What are they supposed to do exactly? That was my first reaction to this, is exactly what are they supposed to do? Just ask them politely, hey, please don't come over here. I mean, really, you tell people, stop people from coming across the river. And I mean, but then when you stop them from coming across the river, You're getting in trouble for it, and it's called horrific. It doesn't make any sense. What's the other option here? To ask them politely. It's like, why have the Border Patrol at all? If they're not going to literally stop them from coming, they're just going to keep walking. If they stand there and say, please stop, they just walk on by. It's absurd. It's like you see all of these people coming across the channel into Britain or coming across into Europe in these boats. And my first reaction is always, why do these countries have navies? They could save a lot of money if they just get rid of their navy and make them obsolete, because they're not going to stop them. They, in fact, if they do go out there, they just pick them up and bring them on in and finish their journey for them. It makes no sense. Why have the Navy? You could just make them obsolete. If you're not going to have a Border Patrol that's literally going to stop people from crossing your border, why have a Border Patrol? Let's just save the money. We just go ahead and just abolish that department and keep the money and spend it on something else. Because otherwise, if you're telling people, don't let them come in, I mean, they're going to have to physically stop them from coming in. And it's not like they were opening fire on them with machine guns. They were just blocking their path and not letting them continue on.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring up there the Navy not turning back the boats that come across the channel. And of course, we're told, well, we have to go and rescue these illegal immigrants because otherwise they might drown in the channel. And today on the news today, they're talking about illegal immigrants in the forests in Belarus. And what's actually happening there? We've got Africans that are getting on planes. They're flying to Belarus. And then they're crawling through the forest between Belarus and Poland. And when they get to the Polish side, the Polish border guards are then pushing them back into the forest. And we're now being told that we can't do this because the forest is too cold and they might die of freezing cold and hypothermia in the forest. So the Polish border guards are supposed to welcome them into Poland because they can't push them back into the forest. So, I mean, it's just so ridiculous. We have to pick them up because they might drown at sea. And now we have to pick them up because it might be too cold for them in the forest. Why have they come over here by plane from Africa in the first place? If they can afford a plane ticket, they're obviously quite well off. I'm sure they can afford a plane ticket back. But there's also politics that's going on with this as well. The chap from Belarus, the ruler of Belarus, is sort of saying, well, you love the migrants so much. Here you are. We'll give you the migrants. EU loves migrants. So he's sort of welcoming them all in from Africa and shoveling them off into Poland. And the Poles are shoveling them back into the forest. And the forest there is just filled with black Africans at the moment. It's an absolutely ludicrous situation. And as I say, we've got the same thing going on in America with all these Haitians that are gathered under a bridge in Texas. Well, getting back to what was said about this, Psaki was asked repeatedly to comment on photos of border agents on horseback using what appeared to be whips on Haitian migrants and whether it was appropriate behavior. And of course, they're not actually talking about video here, because if you look at the video, it's quite obvious that what is going on is that these are just horses' reins. But what they've done is they've taken this picture where you can just see the horse's rein, and they're trying to say that this is a whip. And of course, it's far too thick to actually be a whip. I don't think they've actually used whips to try to control people with for, I don't know, decades, probably centuries in America. They probably still use them in the third world. I think they still use them in South Africa, in actual fact. I think they still use whips to try and control people's behavior. But that certainly wasn't what was going on here. And Psaki should have said, our border force agents would never be using a whip. But instead of that, she appears to say, I have seen some of the footage. I don't have the full context. I can't imagine what context would make that appropriate, but I don't have additional details. I don't think anyone seeing that footage would think it's acceptable or appropriate. So she's saying this footage isn't acceptable, it's not appropriate. Why is she not saying that the border force would not be whipping migrants? Of course it's not acceptable to be whipping migrants. So why isn't she standing up for the border force? Why is she going along with what the press are saying here? There is a plan, I believe, to just open up the borders. Chuck Schumer has been pressing for that, apparently, today. And if that happens, I believe it's something like there'll be two migrants for every American. I mean, there are millions of these people that are wanting to get in, and the pressure is on the Biden administration to just open up the borders and let them in. And I think we can see from the way Jen Psaki is talking about this that, that's her plan. She's not going to stand up for the border force at all. What do you make of Jen Psaki's words here, Grandpa?
Well, this was absurd. As somebody who was raised on horseback, the initial claim that these were whips was utterly absurd. I mean, I realized that, like, in places such as Europe and Britain, y'all are used to people riding, English with the middle, short stirrups and all this. But on Western style riding, you most often use split reins, and they're real long reins, and you have this big tail that hangs out on the side. And like at a glance, you could tell these were his split reins, the end of the horse's reins. And he was twirling them around, telling them, get back, and using the horses to block their path. I'm assuming this is the reason they're issued horses in the first place. It's more efficient. You have more power to block them. And then if you just send guys out there to try to physically man-on-man block them, you use the animal. You can sit there and block their path. We had one of the black Democrat politicians, and off the top of my head, I don't remember which one it was. She was on TV the other day saying, she says, once again, we have this image of white cowboys whipping black people. Whipping black people. There was nobody whipped. He twirled his reins at them and used the animal to block their path, which I'm assuming is going to be pretty much standard procedure. I'm assuming they go to training. Border Patrol agents that are going to be assigned horses, and I'm sure they go to training. And, okay, well, what do you do with the horse? Well, you use the animal to block their path. You can use the rein, twirl them around, stop them from coming away. And even if you hit them with the reins, I mean, you've got like 3 foot of rein sticking out there. You aren't even going to leave a mark if you did hit somebody with that. And I don't see any evidence that they actually hit anybody with that. Now, the one question, this has been driving me crazy with this entire story, and you kind of touched on it with the Belarus angle a while ago. The one question that's not being asked, because we don't have a free media, we don't have an actual free press here. I'm all about free press. We don't have that. We have a press that regurgitates the narrative of the regime. We don't have apparently real intelligence agencies that want to find out information that could be relevant, because the one thing nobody's asking and the one thing we're not being told is, how in the hell did Haitians get to the Mexico border? And I don't know how familiar you are with the geography of the area. If these were Haitians floating up on the shores of Florida on homemade rafts, I could say, oh, okay, yeah, we got these Haitians fleeing Haiti. They're building rafts and they're getting on fishing boats and they're commandeering fishing boats and trying to get to America, and they're showing up on the Florida coast. You know, that would be realistic. Mexico is a hell of a long way, from Haiti. It's like way, the way, long way around. And nobody's asking, because these people have no money. You know, these not people that have money. They have no money. And I it's safe to say they don't have boats that are going to make it from Haiti to Mexico. If they had boats that make it from Haiti to Mexico, they would get on those boats and go to Florida. So who sent them there? That is a legitimate question. And I thought I saw an answer. I thought somebody actually asked a question. I saw an article this morning and they were like, oh, intelligence agencies didn't see this coming. Imagine that. They get billions and billions, if not trillions of dollars for these intelligence agencies. And they just somehow didn't see this coming. And, you know, they didn't see this surge coming. And they get down in the article to explain how they got there. And their answer was, well, they came from Central and South America, which is even further away from Haiti than Mexico is. Once again, the question is not asked, so it's not answered. None of these intelligence agencies, who sent them there? These people have no money. They've got no money. And, you know, as we try to stress here, they get people to focus on the Haitians at the border. Why are these Haitians here? Why are they Haitians? That's not the issue. Those Haitians had no way to get there in the first place. Somebody sent them there. Somebody sent them there. Somebody busted them right up to the border and created this scenario. It seems like a legitimate question to ask. But we don't have a free media. They don't ask these questions. Instead, we're given this stupid photo op with the guys blocking a handful of them from coming across. We've already got thousands that have already made it across. And this is what we're supposed to be focused on. This is what we're supposed to be going on and on about is, oh, look at this. It looks like a white cowboy is whipping black people when he's not. He's supposed to be blocking. And nobody asked the question, how the hell did they get there in the first place?
Well, we can tell, we know in Belarus that it's Lukashenko that is doing this, and it's because the EU have put sanctions on Belarus, and that's been his response to it. So, but I can't actually work out who it is that would be importing Haitians into Central America and then sending them to the border. I mean, what you really got to look there, I suppose, is which Central American company is it that is allowing them in on these flights. In the Belarusian case, the Africans are saying that they were told if they got on a plane to Belarus, they would be allowed into Europe. So they're sort of complaining and saying how terrible it is that these Poles are not allowing them to break into Poland, which is essentially what they're doing. The Poles have not invited them in. They have said, we are not accepting any of these migrants. And they're just pushing them back into the forest. So of course, they're being used as proxies, really. They're just being used as weapons by somebody. And we know that it's Lukashenko that is doing this in Belarus, and we know why he is doing it. But we don't know who it is that is doing it in Central America. Well, Homeland Security head Alejandro Mayorkas was asked about the photo earlier in the day whilst visiting Del Rio, Texas, where more than 15,000 mostly Haitian migrants have converged on a border bridge. They're actually under the border bridge. They're building a shanty town there. He said the reporter who asked him about the whip was assuming the facts and suggested it was possibly the agent simply holding a long rein. To ensure control of the horse, long reins are used, but we are going to investigate the facts to ensure that the situation is as we understand it to be, and if it is anything different, we will respond accordingly, he said. So you would imagine that that should be the end of the matter, but it's not. It's been continually on the news all week. And really, when you think about it, you know, you've got these people that are on a horse. What happens when you have police on horseback in Britain? Well, they end up using their truncheons. They have to keep people away from the horse. All the border force have got in Texas there, as you say, Grandpa, is just the reins. That's all they've got to use to actually keep these people away from the horse. It's dangerous if they get up close to the horse. The horse could kick them in the head. I mean, whatever those border force agents were doing, they were not trying to harm the migrants. I mean, the ones that have actually managed to make the way across, I mean, they're all just living under this bridge. They are literally building a shanty town there. They're building New Haiti underneath the bridge in Texas. And I'm sure it won't be long before they find another bridge to live under. What's the news reporting been like on this over where you are, Grandpa? I mean, are you getting regular news reports on what's happening under this bridge? Do you know much about the situation there?
Well, it looks like Haiti. Who would have imagined you congregate a bunch of Haitians under a bridge in Texas, and it looks just like Haiti. I mean, they show aerial footage. I believe the government now they banned anyone flying drones over it because the photos look so bad because it looks just. It looks just like Haiti. Circle back just real quick though. I mean, it takes a lot. You think about 15,000 people were moved from Haiti to here. That costs if you managed to do it for $10 a person, which is incredibly cheap. We know it's probably 10 times that. If it was $10 a person, that's like $150,000. I mean, a lot of money was used to move these people. Now, we have trillions of dollars that get spent on intelligence agencies here in the U.S., and nobody has a clue how they got there. In fact, you're not even supposed to ask the question. I find this utterly ridiculous and absurd. I would just, you know, we have all of these NGOs that have this track record of doing this sort of thing. And I would suspect that's what you would find at the bottom of it. But we're not supposed to look at that. Again, we're supposed to be focused on these people and this picture of this guy on horseback. It comes back to the absurdity. Again, if you're going to order these people not to let them across, you put them on a horse and say, don't let any more of those people come across. I mean, literally, what else are you supposed to do? What else are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to just stand there and watch them? I really don't know. What do you want people to do? Of course, meanwhile, while this story has been hyped, we have massive protests against the lockdowns in Australia. Police are bashing people's heads into the pavement. They're firing rubber bullets on peaceful protesters. All sorts of, you know, of really over-the-top violent action is being taken against the citizens of Australia who don't want to be mandated a vaccine, who don't want to be locked down in their houses. And this is a complete media blackout. I have not seen a single story about it in the U.S. media, but they're sure focused on this. They're so focused on a picture of a Border Patrol agent actually trying to do his job and keep a handful of Haitian migrants who mysteriously appeared in Mexico from coming across the border.
I think what they're actually saying is that they got the impression that Biden was opening the border for them. I mean, it's the same thing that these other Africans, these Cameroonians, they got the impression that from Belarus, that Poland was opening the border to them. Somebody told these Haitians that America was going to be open to them if they made their way to America. I wonder who that could be. I mean, that is the impression that you get from the left-wing media, wasn't it? After Biden was brought in, they were saying he was going to go back on all of Trump's border rules and immigration rules. He was going to go back on that. So I wonder how much the mainstream media itself is to blame for the number of Haitians that there are now trying to break into the United States. While testifying before the Senate Homeland Security Committee on Tuesday, Mayorkas said he had been horrified to see the images. We do not tolerate any mistreatment or abuse of a migrant, period, he added. So again, he's not being too good to his border patrol, is he? He should really be standing up for them and saying, well, this image is not what you're being told that it is. It is not an image of a migrant being whipped. It is an image of a border patrol agent actually doing his job. Do you know anything about this Mayorkas? Do you know what he's like, Grandpa? Is this the first time you've heard of him?
Yeah, I don't, you know, have any in-depth knowledge of this guy. But the fact that he's horrified to see somebody doing their actual job, somebody that is no doubt following policy and procedure of what you do as a border patrol agent on horseback. I mean, if they're imagine, I just keep putting myself in the shoes of this agent. You go through the training, you follow the policies, the procedure, you do the training that you were trained to do. And now you have the guy at the top, you have your boss, and he's standing up there talking about he's horrified at the images of you doing your freaking job. I mean, I can imagine morale must be really high at the agency right now.
Oh, I'm sure they're just loving doing their job and the way that they're being looked after by their leader, Mayorkas, here. Well, Vice President Kamala Harris told reporters she was deeply troubled by the photos and planned to discuss them with Mayorkas. And I fully support what is happening right now, which is a thorough investigation into exactly what is going on there. But human beings should never be treated that way, she said. Well, how are these agents supposed to turn these people back? That is what they're supposed to be doing. I mean, Greg Abbott, he's a governor of Texas. He was the one that deployed the troopers there, and he said they needed to clear the area. I mean, how are they supposed to clear the area? Just speak quietly to these people that are trying to break into the country. They've obviously got to show some display of force there, or a display of strength. And you got to Vice President Kamala Harris here saying that she's just deeply troubled by this, and human beings should never be treated this way. Wasn't there a big scandal a while back that she was refusing to actually go to the border and see the problems that they were actually having there? Am I imagining that? Wasn't that a big news story recently, Grandpa?
Yeah, she refused to go there, and then she was put in charge of this problem. I believe the Biden administration, she was supposed to be taking this. She's the spearhead to stop this influx, and she refused to go down to the border, which, you know, if she was taking real definitive action to stop it, I wouldn't care about her actually going down to the border. It's kind of like, you know, when the president goes to tour the damage of the disaster area. Well, he's got a TV and he's got people hired that tell him, OK, well, this is what's going on. It's just that stuff's just photo op. I wouldn't be, you know, I really wouldn't care about that. She was actually doing her job in stopping this. Now, her action to stop this was to fly down to Central America and make a speech and say, please don't come. That was lit. So I guess that's what the Border Patrol agents were supposed to do. They were supposed to stand there and follow in the footsteps of Kamala Harris and say, hey, y'all, please don't come. You can pet the horse if you like. Then I think she promised those governments a bunch of money. You know, that was it. This is so far. She was put in charge of this crisis. Of course, she's going to point and talk about how she's troubled and all worked up about this, because you're not supposed to remember the fact that this whole mess is really on her lap. She was put in charge of stopping this, and it's gotten worse. Now, they've told us that the Biden administration were going to start shipping these people back. Now, we've got these giant, and this once again, they act like these problems are these huge, complicated, and we just have to figure this out. And they're not. They are not huge and complicated. You saw all the Afghan, how many 30 something thousand, whatever, Afghani people that they brought from Afghanistan to here. They managed that just fine. They had their huge military transport planes. They opened up the tailgate. They ushered them in, shut the tailgate, and flew the transport plane all the way around the world and brought them here. They did that with no problem. You got 15,000 of these people camped under the bridge, and you see what to do with them and how to send them back. This is very complicated. No, it is not complicated. You take your big military transport plane. You lower the tailgate. You usher them inside. You close the tailgate. You fly them back to Haiti. You unload them and say, good luck. Give them a $10 bill as they get off. It's not like the government isn't throwing money around. Give them $10. They could probably live for a year in Haiti on $10 and say, good luck. We hope everything works out for you. And then you fly back. And that's the end of the story. But they tell us, oh, this is so complicated. We just don't know. They said the Biden administration was going to send these people back they whined about that. And of course, as to no one's shock, that turned out to be a lie. It turns out that many of them, they're putting them on buses and bringing them on in and then telling them, oh, you have a court date for your asylum hearing on whatever such day. And of course, we know how this works. They don't bother showing up. They just disappear somewhere. Nobody's curious to go find out what they're up to, where they're living. You know, they were supposed to show up for the court date. Oh, but too bad. We just lost them. We don't know what happened. Now, an American citizen who gets a traffic ticket or gets in any sort of trouble and gets a court date for that, and they just don't bother showing up. They get warrants for their arrest. They're going to get tracked down. They're going to get hauled in. You're going to get in trouble with the law. But these people, they give them a court date. And of course, then they just disappear. It's all a lie. While they sit there and act like, oh, this is so complicated. We just don't know. I'm so upset about these horrific images. The horrific images is she's not doing her job. She was put in charge to stop this. It's gotten worse. Why is she not? Once again, under the system that we live under, nobody's ever accountable for anything. And the rare occasion some politician says, well, I take responsibility for that. That's just words. They don't actually no negative consequences happen because of their failures. So there's never, nobody's ever accountable. She was supposed to be in charge of making sure this didn't happen. Now it's worse than ever. And yet, we're supposed to point and look and virtue signal over a picture of somebody actually doing their job, unlike Kamala Harris, who wasn't doing her job. Let's point and shriek and be horrified at a picture of somebody on horseback literally doing the job that they're being paid to do.
It was rather a convenient distraction for Kamala Harris, wasn't it? A picture by photographer Paul Raggi showed the agent on horseback grabbing one of the migrants as the man tried to cross into the United States from Ciudad Acuña, Mexico, on Sunday. The El Paso Times reported the agent had swung his whip and charged his horse at people trying to cross, shouting, "Let's go, get out now, back to Mexico." So this is the origin of this. It's the El Paso Times that have misreported this. They put out this fake news claiming that he was swinging his whip at the illegal immigrants. I mean, what's wrong with telling them to go back to Mexico? You know, that's where they came from. That's what the Border Patrol is supposed to be doing. I guess you wouldn't really expect the El Paso Times to be on the side of the Americans, but you would imagine the American media would not just report what the El Paso Times is saying without questioning it. But of course, they have, because they are the enemy of the American people. Have you got any final thoughts on this before we move on to the Gateway Pundit's version of this? What do you think of the El Paso Times, Grandpa?
I just had a revelation, Spin. What this would look like if the U.S. Border Patrol agents were, instead of doing what they were doing, they followed in the footsteps. They followed in the footsteps of the British Navy. You see, if they followed in the footsteps of the British Navy, the guy would have rode out in the middle of the river on his horse and put as many Haitians as he could on the back of the horse and then rode back onto the American side and unloaded them into Texas. That would be the equivalent. I guess that's and judging from their reaction, I guess that's what he was supposed to do. That was the expectation. He should have just let him get on his horse, and he could have just brought them on in because they might have tripped and fell in the river. So he should have just loaded them on his horse and rode on to the American side and let them back off. That would be him doing his job, right? Like the European and the British navies do their job when it comes to these things.
Yeah, that would be the European way of dealing with it, wouldn't it? Well, let's have a look at what the Gateway Pundit have to say. They say Speaker Pelosi and countless Democrats have pushed a media hoax claiming Border Patrol agents whipped Haitians in Del Rio. Nearly 15,000 illegal aliens, mostly from Haiti, crossed the Rio Grande into Del Rio, Texas this weekend. Border Patrol agents on horseback did their job and corralled Haitian invaders after Greg Abbott deployed troopers to clear the area. The Democrats, with help from their stenographers in the media, claimed the federal agents were whipping the Haitians. The whips were actually horse reins, and none of the illegals were struck with the reins. Border Patrol have released a statement in response to the hoax, saying, "Agents use their reins for a lot of reasons. Primarily, it is used to steer the horse. But agents will also spin them sometimes to deter people from getting too close to the horse. We are not aware of anyone being struck with the reins." And of course, we're told that the right-wing media, the alternative media, they're the ones that are the fake news. That's the fake news that has to be removed from the internet. And what we can see here is the alternative media are the ones telling the truth. It is the mainstream media and the Democrats that are promoting this hoax. Grandpa, what are your final thoughts on the subjects we brought up today?
I'm sitting here laughing because I'm pretty sure the fact that they said they corralled the Haitians, I'm sure that's racist. Somehow or another, they corralled the Haitians with their horses. And it just, yeah, circling back, though, they also the fact that they claimed they used their horse, they charged at the migrants with their horses. And that's another blatant lie. They were blocking their paths. This is what you're supposed to. That's why you're on a horse. You're blocking their path. You see this anytime horses are used in this context. If you see them being used as crowd control, what do? They use the bulk, the mass of the animal to block people's paths. That's all they did. We're not charging and running down these people. They were using the animal to block their path, to turn them back. That's all it was. But yeah, no, my final chuckle from this was the fact that they chose in their article to say they corralled the Haitians. We should have outro music of the theme to Rawhide as well.
Well, I'll see if I can find that to finish off the podcast with. So thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
Keep moving, 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 though they're disapproving. Keep them doggies moving road. Don't try to understand them, just rope, throw and brand them. Soon we'll be living high and wide. My heart's calculating, my true love will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of my ride. Move them on, hit them up, hit them up. Move them on, hit them up, Rawhide. Cut them out, ride them in, let them in, let them out, cut them out, ride them in, Rawhide.